Well, I've been a part of it since I've been here.
Okay.
It was a group that met. We were pretty interdenominational.
Okay.
We had dinner. But we didn't have any focus. There was not a focus. And actually, one of the pastors that facilitated it decided to step down and say, I want to take a break. And we did have one goal in mind, I think, was to get a chaplaincy ministry going in our community for police chaplains.
Mm.
But after a number of years, 3 or 4 years, I don't know what happened. It just didn't happen.
Mm.
So, actually, I took it over.
Mm.
They didn't ask me to take it over. I just said, okay, I'll facilitate it. But we need to have a focus.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if it's just getting together and having coffee and dinner, lunch, I don't know if that's a purpose.
Mm.
So actually last year I started changing that where we did a lunch, but we had worship in prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Together. And I probably got about 10%, maybe 15%,
mm-hmm.
maybe 20%. I give us a little grace there. But I skipped the lunch now and have changed it to in the morning, it's just prayer time.
Mm.
We're going to pray for each other in our community.
Mm-hmm.
And the attendance has dropped significantly.
Huh.
Actually, I was going to write a letter to them and our pastors in our community and address that because I think the reason why is we're just too busy.
Huh.
But we become too busy as clergy and I don't see the significance in that.
Huh.
Yeah, I think the people that really come are usually not mainline denominations.
Hmm.
I have to give it to Peter, Pastor Peter. He has been pretty faithful. We don't get many Lutherans that would come to it. It would make them, I'm just thinking, our style would probably make them nervous because I try to be very careful about our style,
mm-hmm.
but we do just offer some worship music and prayer.
Mm-hmm.
But,
mm-hmm.
I mean, we pray pretty hard. So smaller churches, I can get those pastors here
mm-hmm.
probably, but
mm-hmm.
Large churches, some of the large churches in the area, I've never even met them. Actually, it was doing pretty good. Actually, when it was at this other church, and I think this other church was more the denomination that it was affiliated with probably was a little more safe. That's my speculation.
Huh.
And I could be totally off the wall there, but because since we started it here, a few times we've had a good group, but it's very difficult to get us pastors together.
Hmm.
And part of that too, Colin, is you're always getting new pastors.
Hmm.
And so some pastors, you know, not being invited, maybe, or feeling intimidated to even come.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure, but it's almost dead right now. And that's because we don't really have a leader.
Mm.
It's not like you voted in, it's like, okay, I'll do this.
Huh.
You know. I don't think I'm the best leader because they're not following me. You know what they say, John Maxwell says, if you think you're a leader and no one's following you, you're just taking a walk.